first verse, and of the blue and purple and scarlet, they made clothes of service to do service in the holy place, and made the holy garment for Aaron. And the Lord commanded Moses, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he made the ephod of gold, blue and purple and scarlet, and fine twined linen. And they did beat the gold into thin plates, and cut it to wires, to work it in the blue and in the purple and in the scarlet and in the fine linen with cunning work. They made shoulder pieces for it to couple it together. By the two edges it was coupled together. And the curious girdle of this ephod that was upon it was of the same according to the web thereof, of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen, as the Lord commanded Moses. And they wrought onyx stones, enclosed in ouches of gold, graven as signet are graven, with the name of the children of Israel. And he put them on the shoulder of the ephod, that they should be stone for a memorial to the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he made the breastplate of cunning work, like the work of the ephod of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. It was four square. They made the breastplate double, a span was the length thereof, and a span was the breadth thereof, being doubled. And they set it four rows of stones. The first row was a sardius, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This was the first row. And the second row, an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row, a ligure, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They were enclosed in ouches of gold in their enclosing. And the stone were according to the name of the children of Israel, 12, according to their name, like the engraving of a signet, every one with his name, according to the 12 tribes. And they made upon the breastplate chain of the at the end of leathern work of pure gold. And they made two ouches of gold and two gold rings, and put the two rings in the two ends of the breastplate. And they put the two leathern chain of gold in the two rings on the end of the breastplate. And the two ends of the two leathern chains they fastened in the two ouches, and they put them on the shoulder piece of the ephod before it. And they made two rings of gold, and put them on the two ends of the breastplate, upon the border of it, which was on the side of the ephod inward. And they made two other golden rings, and put them on the two sides of the ephod underneath, toward the forepart of it, over against the other coupling thereof, above the curious girdle of the ephod. And they did bind the breastplate by its ring unto the ring of the ephod with a lace of blue, that it might be above the curious girdle of the ephod, and that the breastplate might not be loosened from the ephod, as the Lord commanded Moses. And they made the robe of the ephod of woven work, all of blue. And there was a hole in the middle of the robe, at the hole of an habergeon, with a band around the hole, that it should not rent. And they made upon the hems of the robe pomegranates of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and twined linen. And they made bells of pure gold, and put the bell between the pomegranates upon the hem of the robe, round about between the pomegranates. A bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, round about the hem of the robe to minister in, as the Lord commanded Moses. And they made coats of fine linen of woven work for Aaron and for his son, and the mitre of fine linen, and a goodly bonnet of fine linen, and linen breeches of fine linen, twined linen, and a girdle of fine linen, twined linen, and a blue and purple and scarlet of needlework, as the Lord commanded Moses. And they made the plate of the holy crown of pure gold, and wrote upon it a writing like to the engraving of a signet, Holiness to the Lord. And they tied unto it a lace of blue to fasten it on high upon the mitre, as the Lord commanded Moses. Chapter 40. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, On the first day of the first month thou shalt set up the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation. Further on in the same chapter, verse 34. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud above thereon. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journey. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journey. I don't intend to enter all the wonderful design God showed us in this wonderful verses. But in chapter 39, we have a presentation of the high priest in the Lord's view, in the God's view. It is not like you have before in the same book, when it is the Aaron who is presented, and it is written about Aaron that it is written that he may not die. Here, we have unquestionably the picture of our Lord. Well, of our Lord, how is he now? And for us Christians, it's something fundamental to see by faith what the Lord is now for us. The Epistle of Hebrews say, is enter into the holy place for us. It's important to have that on our hearts, not only in our thoughts, but in our heart. Something to which our faith may hold firm on it. And the first thing we tell, it is from blue, and of blue, of the blue. The first thing told of the Lord in his holy garment is from of blue. The blue speaks to us of heaven. And we have a Lord who can say in John 3, the Son of Man who is in heaven. A one who is around, who is in the middle of those who are around him, but also the one who is in heaven. He is his own character, an heaven Savior, an heaven Lord, heavenly Lord. And second character, it's purple. Purple new speaks to us of kingship, the purple, the kingship of the one who vanquished at Golgotha. The one who can say, I vanquish and I sat with my Father on his throne. The third is scarlet. Scarlet speaks to us of the blood. It's touching when we dwell on that. All those character of the Lord are seen in the same time. It's heavenly character, is victorious character, is sacrifice, is blood shed. And those garments were as the Lord commanded Moses. We have there, in fact, the divine persons together. The Father command. It's the will of the Father. And we have the Lord acting, doing the will of his Father. The two are, and we can find that very often, especially in the epistle, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. We feel that the Holy Spirit shows us the three acting toward the redeemed, in this acting, all the three persons acting in the same way. And for us, what a comfort. I am beloved by the Father. I'm beloved by the Lord, Jesus Christ. And I am the object of the care of the Holy Spirit. Every Christian can say that. Once, of course, you will tell me, one thing is to say that, and one thing is to enjoy, and to rest on him firmly. And then we find in verse 2, the outer robe of the Lord is the ephod. Then you have two more colors. You have gold and fine twined linen. Fine twined linen speaks of the perfect, life of the Lord. Everything is to the full glory of God. It is written in the Hebrew that he has offered himself without spot by the eternal Spirit. I'm sorry, I quote in translating from French. Maybe a brother can give the exact exact words in English. So we have also the gold who speaks of the Lord. We know that the candlestick was come in entirely of gold. We can see the divine side of the Lord in his justice, perfect justice in front of God. So all these five things are mixed with cunning work. It's not the work of men. In fact, it's the work, a divine work. So such as we can see by faith in our Lord. More we go in the Christian life, we can see those beauty. And I hope that the Lord will open our every heart here, that we may make progress in seeing him in such a way. Then you have the shoulder pieces. On the shoulder pieces, verse 6, there were onyx stones enclosed in ouches of gold graven, a signet graven with the name of the children of Israel. On the perfect garment of the Lord, the garment represents all what the Lord has achieved. You have two stones of onyx, and on each stone six names, on the other stone six names, and they were enclosed in ouches of gold. They are old, divinely old, divinely old by the one who is faithful, who has been the faithful witness, the one who is in front of God, with a complete appreciation of God, with a complete satisfaction of God. The stones are there, old, very firm, and they are graven in as signet are graven. Let's start judging. The name of the redeemed are there, but they are of such a way that you cannot wipe them away. You see, graven in signet graven, that means carven into the stone. If you carve into the stone, nobody can take that away. So to show us what the wonderful place is, every child of God, every children of God, we have there. My name, your name, the name of the fabulist of the Christian, there, on the shoulder of the Good Shepherd, of the one who in Luke 15 come, look for his sheep and bring this sheep, lost sheep, on his shoulder. Our names are here. I am weak. I may cry on my unfaithfulness. Okay. But I am there on the mighty shoulders of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Verse 7. It is said that there should be stone for a memorial to the children of Israel, as the Lord has commanded Moses. A memorial. Something there. In front of God, we are carried in front of God, as God has wanted. That's something wonderful. The will of God, the will of Christ, they are all one, in one for us. When we think to that, we just have one thing to say. To pray, God, give me to answer to that wonderful love of thee, of thine. Give me an answer to what thou hast done by the Lord. Then after from the verse 8 onward, you have the breastplate. And the breastplate is on the heart of the Lord. The two stones were on the shoulder. So it's for us the place where we are carried by the Lord. The breastplate, we are carried on his heart. And we are carried on the heart on a squared breastplate. You see, like the width of a hand, but the width of the hand of the Lord. Every one of his beloved is there, on his heart, presented by the Lord. Sometimes we are not aware of that. Certainly Peter was not aware of that when the Lord tell him, I've prayed for thee that thy face do not collapse. I've prayed for thee. He did not know that. How many times the Lord has prayed for us, everyone. We are not aware of that, but he did. He does. And he will do until the end. His hand, his mighty hand, hold us there. And when you see the breastplate is tightened with gold and blue. Important that it is a heavenly tie. They are heavenly ties.
Not something human, not something depending of what I am, of what my Christian life is, of which quality my Christian life is. No, it's depending on what Christ is, on what Christ has done. And on the breastplate, there are 12 stones. 12 different stones. And I'm convinced that the 12 stones speaks of every one of the beloved. We are beloved. We are agreeable in the beloved. Every one of the redeemed are seen individually. When a great man in the world speaks, say prime minister or president of the republic, he speaks to a crowd. But he don't enter into everyone. He's a man, he cannot. But the Lord, he speaks to everyone individually. And it's important to be convinced of that. The word, I open the word of God, it's for me. Not for my neighbor, it's for me. The Lord has something to tell me. And if I'm ready to hear, as we have seen in our study, the Lord will have something to tell me. What we need, this is more this inclination of heart will bring us to be ready to hear. Lord, speaks thy servant, or thy servant here is listening. Please, may God give us listening hearts when we open our world, listening hearts all around. And in that case, we will have more the communication of the thought of God. Thought of God in the practical things. Thought of God to walk according His will. Very often, our life is a mixture of obedience to the Lord and self-will. Why? Of course, we have mentioned the tendency of our heart to prefer to do ourselves what is pleasing for us. We have given the example during the study, example of a man who get out of the meeting to please his children. That's, of course, but if that man was a man in real fellowship with the Lord, ready to hear, he will have heard something completely different. He won't have his past conducted by himself, conducted by what he thinks to be a good thing, but he will have his past. He would have his past conducted by the Lord Himself. And that changed everything. In Romans 12, it says that we must, I prefer to read it, not to quote, it is written, Romans 12, first verse, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, only acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Pressing. And the second thing, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We want to know the will of God. First step, a heart will want to obey. A heart who is conscious that we have been bought with a great price. A heart who say, well, I don't belong to myself. I belong to Him. He has bought me at the cross by His precious blood. It's difficult for us to learn that lesson. But we have no possibility of being cured of our present state without that. Present your body a living sacrifice. I am thine, Lord. I'm not mine, I'm thine. Second verse, be not conformed to the world. The world goes alone without God. The world, in the world, everyone do his own will. We can see that way. And we Christians, how many, how are we conforming to this world? We are doing what we think appropriate. Like at the end of the book of Judges, everyone was doing what was good at his sight. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transform. I cannot transform myself. You cannot transform yourself. Be ye transformed. But I can come at the foot of my Lord and say, well, thou knowest that all my thought, natural thought, are completely opposite to thine. But transform my thought. Transform my thought by thy word, by the action of the Spirit in my heart and my conscience, to change my thought, to change my feelings, to that I may see things like thou wantest, and that I may discern the perfect will of God. There are no other way to discern the will of God. May God give us an earnest desire to discern his will. To come back to the breastplate, it is on the heart of the Lord, but also it is tied by also very strong tie, a divine tie. Then you have the robe of the Lord, the personal robe of the Lord, the robe of blue. And the robe of blue, the Lord of the heaven, he has down hem of pomegranate and belt. When the Lord does his service for us, even we can say even in his movement, when he walk, we see it can be seen the pomegranates, and the pomegranates remembers his perfect work and what he is. We imagine the high priest walking in the tabernacle, and that simple image is there to show that the work of the Lord up above for us, it's all full of those pomegranates who remind of what he is and what he has done. And then you have the belt. The belt present us, I'm convinced, the prayer of the Lord. You see, if somebody with such a robe was walking, of course we will hear all the bells always ringing. It was to show us the Lord praying for each one, praying for all his own with tenderness. All his own, answer to the will, to his will, and the will of God. Verse 27. And they made coat of fine linen of woven work for Aaron and for his son. That is, we call say the inner robe. It is fine linen. The perfection of Christ. We can say that, in fact, first perfection of Christ, the heavenly side of Christ, and his office of sovereign high priest, all that is seen in the garment of the Lord. And then he has a mitre of fine linen, and on that mitre, a a plate of gold, a crown of gold, and written on it, holiness to the Lord. When we walk here as Christian, we can certainly not say, all my movements show that I belong to the Lord. All what I do show that I belong to. We cannot do that. We are so imperfect. But our Lord, who pray for us, who is caring for us, he has holiness to the Lord. He has holiness to the Lord. It is why, through his perfect work, that we are agreeable in the beloved. It is because the Lord is like that, that the prayer of the Lord are accepted by God and received by God. So, if we have that, what is missing for us? What is missing, dear brother and sister? It is my heart. It is your heart for him. We have said, Brother Arthur said that a few last hour, a heart for God, a heart for the Lord, an earnest desire for him. You have certainly also noted that every time, every part, it is written as the Lord commanded Moses. For the Lord, everything is as the Lord has commanded. And when you see, even when you see his life on earth, can you show in single evidence that the Lord did something who was not as God has commanded? Never. Read the end of John chapter 12. What you see? You see a Lord who says things like his Father has commanded him. Exactly that way. Even then, the way he tells things, it was like his Father has commanded. A very encouraging and edifying thing is to look into the Gospel of John. To look at the Lord in his perfect dependency on his Father. It's a wonderful model. You find that, and you are bring to adore. We have seen that Abraham, he has seen God, and he adored. Well, it's always the same. Father is in front of our hearts, on our affection, well, he fills everything and we adore. It cannot be otherwise. Then in chapter 40, we have something. We can say the practical achievement. In chapter 39, we have the heavenly basis, the Lord himself, the service of the Lord, the Lord serving as God has commanded. And then, in chapter 40, we have the believers gathered as the Lord has commanded. This is something very important. In this Christianity, some understand that to be saved, we must pass by the only way, the cross of Jesus Christ. Some have understood that. And God may be blessed, a lot have saved until now. And we may be thankful for that. But when we are converted, we have now to learn that our life must be as God has commanded. Not as I want. All I want is exactly the opposite of the will of God. My best thought, my best my best desire are completely opposite to God. We have an example that when Peter said to the Lord, who tell him he was to be brought by the high priest and so on, and to he must suffer. He said, "Oh God, no, that won't do. No, may God preserve you of that." I don't remember the English word for that. But what's the Lord answer? The Lord answer: "Away from me, Satan." For you see, what are our natural thoughts? The best natural thought is that. In fact, they are in the hand of the enemy. But there we have the gathering. Not only the walk, but the gathering. We are not to gather as we want, as we are not to walk as we want. If I walk alone as I want, I am a disobedient. I am somebody who is not thankful for the Lord of what he has done. So, to gather is something very precious to the heart of the Lord. We have quoted the end of chapter 1 of Ephesians during the study. And what we have? We have that the assembly is the fullness of the Lord. God, and we have also that God has given Christ as head upon the assembly, which is his body. So we have a head, we have the one whose heart delights to have his own around him. Especially in the Gospel of Matthew, you have several times when you see somebody coming near the Lord, and it is written that he honored the Lord. I don't remember the name, I cannot quote in English, but they honor the name saying, "I believe." Saying, "I believe what thou sayest, Lord. I believe." That's honor the Lord. When we come, not as before we are accustomed to, but when we come, we say, I want to meet the Lord. I'm going to meet the Lord. So if we come with such hearts, we will see the Lord. We will. And that is our side. But much more, we will please the Lord, doing as he has ordered, as he wishes. He's saying, the Lord said in Luke 22, "I have desired, extremely desired, to share that meal with you." You see, the desire of the Lord. We always think of our desire. We like to have good meetings, but it's not the question. The meeting is not a good meeting we need. What we need, a meeting where the Lord is appreciated. A meeting where the Lord is worshipped, where the Lord is heard, where the Lord is seen. What is important for a Christian? To be with nice other Christians? No. What is important? To meet the Lord. The person, the most important person in the meeting, the Lord. And all what is done without his order, with all what is done with the fancy of man, prevents the Lord to be seen, to be enjoyed. You see, I heard once a brother say, in the meeting hall, we are not in our house. We are at the house of the Lord. He is the master, not me. Not you. We are not the master. He is the master.
He is the one who has all right, and we are the one who have no right except looking at him, worshiping him, listening to him. May the Lord bring us in our different assembly, bring us in that state of mind, state of heart. In the chapter 5 of the Ephesians, you have the character of the assembly. The assembly is submitted to Christ. That's the real character of an assembly. If we look, humanly speaking, we say an assembly, we do that, we do that, we don't do that, and so on. That's it, human side. No, but brother, say submitted to Christ. The brother, sister, coming, we come to meet the Lord, we are submitted to him, we wait upon his Spirit, he will give. He is so rich, he is so powerful, he is the wonderful high priest we have seen in the chapter 39. And we have seen that they did everything. If you can look in chapter 40, you will see a lot of time when it is as the Lord has commanded. And the result of that is verse 34. The cloud covered the tent of the congregation. The presence of the Lord is seen. Say in the term of the New Testament, in the term corresponding to the state of the church, the cloud is there. Something the Lord can be seen. And you see, in an assembly where brother and sister are there, with the heart to hear him, where his presence is enjoyed, even somebody who will come from outside, you find that in chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians, he is convinced, he is touched. The Lord is there. The Lord is there. Oh, dear brother, we need all, in all our assembly, different country from which we are, we need all that. Such hearts, such earnest desire that the Lord may find his own as he wants, honoring him, looking at him, enjoying, testing how he's good, testing him. And then we will know much more what is real worship. Mm-hmm. We often say worship, I worship, we worship, but sometimes we are only blessing. Worship is when the Lord is completely in front of our heart. We don't see anything else. We see the Lord and we worship. The glory of God, of the Lord, filled the tabernacle. We have seen, it's very interesting what has been in front of us during the study about the glory. And I will add a verse in the book of James. Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory. Jesus Christ, the face to the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory. Lord of glory. Glory for whom? For us. But to be apprehended like Lord of glory. He is the Lord of glory. He is one of his character. But we have to do with him, with the Lord of glory. The glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. The Lord of glory. In such an assembly where the hearts are for him, the Lord of glory is seen. Enjoy, taste, appreciate. Brother McIntosh say, that or nothing. Verse 36. And when the cloud was taken up from all the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journey. How often we are contacted by our own thoughts. Well, we have a problem, and we make up our mind and say, well, what is the best thing to do? And we do this and we do that. But we have not asked the Lord. We have not seen the cloud going up. And we go. Oh, we say, well, I'm going to spread the gospel. I'm going to distribute tracts and so on. We do a lot of things, very good things. But the Lord has not given us the way, the calling to go. No, dear brother and sister, we are to do what He calls us to do. We are to do what He presents in front of us. And He presents, He gives the Paul to his hold. He gives clear instruction. If we stay at his feet, there are no instruction if I'm far from the Lord. And no instruction, I cannot have any instruction if I leave a sort of curtain between he and me. No, I cannot see. But if I am in front of Him, asking Him, waiting for me, He will show us His will. I will see the cloud going up to, and giving the way I must go. Verse 37, but if the cloud was not taken up, then they journey not till the day it was taken up. Sometimes we say, there are things, this to do and that to do, a lot of things to do. But we are not to decide our way. I am not to decide my way. If I decide my way, it's not the Lord who is my head. It is me who is the head, practically. Oh, may the Lord show us deeply how inconvenient it is to conduct ourselves, our life. But to wait upon the Lord, to pray. We have such need in front of us. Yesterday, I read about the need of our brethren after the tornado in West Indies. What we can do, pray. The Lord has everything in me. Pray. And if the Lord gives us something to say, send them. But first pray. The first thing we must do is pray. And ordinarily the first thing we do is to act. And then to pray that the Lord bless what we have prepared. It's not the way of the Lord. It's not the way of the Word of God. The Word of God is to pray. The Lord will show us. And we will enter in the good deed that God has prepared beforehand, that we may walk in them. Verse 38, for the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle day by day, I fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journey. Wonderful Israel, if they have ordered that. It would have been wonderful. An assembly, it would have been wonderful if they were their eyes, the eyes of the assembly were attached on the Lord. Attached on the Lord to show what he wants us to do, to see what He wants us to tell. You see, the enjoy at that time, a God who was in front of us. May we ourselves enjoy practically a Lord walking in front of me, in front of you. May the Lord work in our hearts, in my heart. I need that, as you need, that we may be brought at His feet in such a way.